Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, today's daf in Maseches Shkalim is daf Yud Gimel. We're going to begin on Yud Beis, on the Beis, that's going to pick up from the Mishnah. Let's look back on the Mishnah, at the last part of the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis. Our daf is going to be discussing the topic of the Mishnah, that someone who consecrates his belongings, that the halacha is that most of those items will have to be sold, even if they are possible, in theory, to be used for a karban. And that's what our Mishnah says, five lines before the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, HaMakdish Nechasav, V'haya ben Dvarim Ru'uyim L'gabi Mizbeach. You have things that can be used for the Mizbeach, Yenos U'shmanim V'ofos, wine, oil, or birds. Notice the birds, not animals. We'll deal with that. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yimachul Tzarcha Osa Amin. You could sell it for the min of carbon that you need, v'yavi b'dmeyen olos, and you could bring with it a carbon ola, u'shar nechasim yiplu lebedek habayis, and all other objects that are not roi lemizbeach automatically fall to bedek habayis, and they could be used for other needs. So let's begin the Gemara on the bottom of your bays, on the bays, five lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yekiva, I'm yimachru hamin. Rabbi Avo b'shem Reshim ben Lakish. Taima de Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? What is Rabbi Eliezer's svara? Why? What's the problem? B'chura, if we're talking about the birds, why can't the bird itself be used for an ola themselves? Why can't the bird be bought for an ola? And also, why can't you take the money of your nechasim and use that to buy a bird for the ola? So explains Rabbi Avohu the following. Revo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan taima de Rabbi Lazar daber el Aaron vel bonav asha yakriv lashem la'ola. That the pasuk says that you shall take these things to be makriv lashem for an ola, hakol krav ola. Everything has to be, the money that you use has to be bought for an ola. So now, but we need to answer the question of what happens if these birds are able to be brought as an ola. So the Gemara says that we darsh in the pasuk as follows. The pasuk also says, the next pasuk, this is in Vayikra Chav Beis Yudches, the previous pasuk that we read was Asher Kriv Lashem Ola. The next pasuk says, L'rtzonchem tamim zachar babokar baksavim uve'izen. So says the Gemara, Yachal afilu oifais. It doesn't say, the pasuk says, to bring for karbat, for behemos. What about ofos? Talmud loymar babakar v'loy be'ofos. It's coming to tell you that you have to use it specifically for the bakar and not for the ofos. So if you have ofos, you can't use it, because the pasuk says you need to use the money for bakar. The Gemara asks a difficulty, though, a stira within Rabbi Yochanan. This explanation was Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yirma Rabbi Bon Bar Chia Havin Yosivin Amrin, and they said over the following kasha. Taman, earlier Amr Rabbi Yochanan Taimed Rabbi Shimon, the Shita Rabbi Shimon that is mentioned earlier, that says that if you're mak frish a nekeva for an oila, the halacha is that you could bring it as a tamura. This was mentioned earlier above, that if you have a nekeva, that you can't bring it for a karban, because the ola has to be a zachar, but nevertheless, it makes tmura. Shekei nekeva sheba oif, kshera lovay oila, because even though a behema can come as a nekeva, but an oif can come as an oila. So he says that an oif as an oila is fine. But what about here, ba? Over here, v'cha. And here, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bedas Rabbi Lazar, Amar Hachin." He said that you have to sell the oifos, and he doesn't allow the oifos to be brought as an akeva. Answers the Gemara in the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yosi. No, there's no comparison. Kayamta, the case when he explained why there isn't kedushas kuf on the oif. Kehadam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shem Rabbi Zira. If you can't bring it on top of the Mizbeach, then neither it nor its pidyon, because there's no pidyon of Kedushas HaGuf, then it's not, there is no kedusha saguf. Ella hegdish tamin. It doesn't, it only has hegdish tamin. And that's why Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bon, va'at amrit yeyus, then you have to agree to me, you have to, yeyus means to be moda to me, that there isn't any kedusha saguf on the ofos, as we just said, because there's no kedusha, and there's no kedushas damim. So then, in such a case, lahakrivo ein at yachol, you can also bring it. Dichsiv babakar, it says babakar velo va'os, velo la'ofos. So liftoso ein at yachol, and you can't be podit she'ein la'of pidyon, because the oaf doesn't have pidyon. That's a Mishnah Menachos that says that we don't have pidyon by ofos, we only have it bibehema. That's why we have to say, because when it comes to the ofos, you can't bring them agave mizbeach, neither them nor their damim. So lo kadsha. So therefore, there is no kedusha. Ela kedushas damim bilvad. The only thing that it has is kedushas damim. In other words, an ikeva sheba of, the halacha is that is kshera. That's true, but the of itself, when you're magdish it, doesn't have kedushas aguf, nor does it have kedushas damim. Why? Because you can't be podet. And we learned from the pasuk about bakar that the only one that you could be podet is bakar, is not ofos. And therefore, we're quote unquote stuck with the ofos, and that's why you can't bring the of. Now the Gemara goes back. This is classic Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi doesn't tell us what it's referring to. The Gemara goes back to Yud Beis Amud Beis, where we have Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that quotes Rabbi Shimon, that if someone's mafrish nekeva olaso, or for a Pesach, or an Asham, it doesn't do tamura. Now we're going to quote the view that says that these or reanalyze that nekeva, that's for an ola, and a Pesach and Asham can't have tamura. We just mentioned that a behema does have tamura, but a nekeva olaso does not, or a Pesach or Asham. Chavre, the Bnei Yeshiva said, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ivoi Bar Nigri Amar Koimi, he said in front of Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taima Dehin Tanya. The rationale of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda that we said earlier that says that these things do not make a tmura, that comes from the pasuk V'im Kol Behema Tmeya Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimenu Karben LaShem. The pasuk continues V'hem Ides Abeim Lefnei Hakoyin V'erech Hakoyin Oisa Bein Toivu Vein Ra Kerech Hakoyin Kain Yiyeh. So the pasuk says, if you have a behema tmeya, then you're maimed the behema lefnei akoyim for erechin. Ma talmud lomer tmeya. What does it mean tmeya? It can't mean tmeya mamish, because the din of behema tmeya is beferish, that is mentioned already beferish in the pasuk. V'im bebehema tmeya ufada ve'erkecha ella. So in other words, the pasuk already discussed it. Ella afilu tmeya ba'osei shem. We're talking about a tmeya with that name. What does that mean? That they didn't call the carbon, they didn't give the carbon an appropriate name. What's an example of that? In other words, you are makdish in ola, but you chose an akeva. You really should have chosen a zachar. So that's what it means, tmeya ba'osa shem. It means it's tmeya for this name. This carbon was not, it's a cow, it's not a pig. It's not tmeya. But it's tmeya, it's tame for being an ola. It can't be an ola. So that's what the pasuk says. So now, what were we looking for? We were looking for the halacha that it doesn't do tmura. So supposedly that pasuk is telling you that it doesn't do tmura. But the Gemara asked, v'kasha b'da, k'siv v'hemid v'herich. No, the exact opposite. So I like your pshat, that behema tmeya doesn't mean behema tmeya, because there already was a pasuk previous, in pasuk chav zayin, that, actually later on, it's not previous. The later on, there's another pasuk that says, v'behema hatmeya ufada v'erkecha, and the pasuk that we were talking about was in pasuk yud aleph, im kol behema tmeya. So, you're right. We're not talking about a behema tmeya mamish. We're talking about tmeya ba'osa Hashem. But we don't understand how you darshan it. V'kasha b'doksi v'hemid v'herich. The pasuk says v'hemid v'herich, that you do ha'amada aracha. That sounds like that you do the ha'amada and the aracha to be podet. So what does that seem? It seems that you can do tmura, because if you do ha'amada v'aracha, then it has kedusha saguf, then you can do tmura. So the Gemara rejects that pshat in that pasuk. So the Gemara then says
that you're right. We should darsh in the pasuk almost in the opposite direction. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, lo yamar kein. He didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, the exact opposite. He said from that pasuk, you see that you do tamura. In other words, we're going to read the pasuk the exact same way we read before, but we're going to come to the opposite conclusion what the Gemara pointed out from the words v'hem iverach. That what? That the pasuk says v'im kol behema tmeya asher lo yakrivu min mena karban lashem, and the pasuk says karban, and that is extra. What's the pasuk going to tell us? Kol she'ena ro'i li karev, anything that you can't bring, lo kan lo b'makom acher, ena osa tmura. You can't, if it's not a karban, that's tahar, so then in such a case, it can't do tmura. In contrast to a ola, that's an akeva, yatzas nekeva la ola, excludes the nekeva of an ola. Or, actually in Yana Diyoma, it's Matzoi Pesach, or in a keva that was set aside as a Pesach, afal pi she'en ru'i li karev kan, even though you can't bring it, ro'i li karev b'mokom acher, since you could bring it for something else as a karban shlamim, so then it can be brought as a tmura. So Gemara starts out trying to explain the Shita Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and the name Reb Shimon on Yud Beis Amud Beis that said that you cannot make tmura, and the Gemara starts using the psukim, and the Gemara comes to the exact opposite conclusion and says that you can. The Gemara now asks on Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Bombo, and Kameh, Rabbi Zera, they asked, Hare harovea vanirba, she'enon ru'uyin likarev. If you have an animal that was involved in a bia asuras, the halach is you can't bring them as a carbon. Lo kan v'lo b'makom acher, hare einos in a tmura, but they also could do tmura. Even they could do tmura. And what was your drasha? Your drasha was im kol behem tmei asher lo yakri men a carbon lashem. Anytime they can't be brought as a carbon lashem, so then in such a case it doesn't have kedushas behema and it doesn't have the din of tmura. Yet rova nirva does have the din of tmura. Amar lo, and Rabbi Zera answers, afani lo amarti ela tmei mamish. I was only talking about that it's not ro'uy because it's tamei mamish. In other words, asher lo yakrivu menu karben lashem is talking about behema tmeya mamish. But the Gemara doesn't like, just one second, let's just finish. Vikasha, but the Gemara rejects that, b'dok siv, because the pasuk by behema tmeya also says, vehemid veherich. And since it says vehemid veherich, so then obviously it has some level of kedusha, and it would be subject to tzmura, and therefore you cannot learn the pasuk kol she'ena ru'i li karev that we're talking about a behema tmeya, and the Gemara leaves off with a kasha on Rabbi Zeira. Yes, Rabbi Yamin?
Before we wouldn't entertain tmeya mamish because it says it.
We wouldn't entertain
tmeya mamish because it says it explicitly in other
pasukim. Right. Nachon. Ein achanami. It's a kasha. That's a kasha. I don't have an answer to that kasha. It's a good kasha. Okay, we have another Mishnah. The Mishnah describes how the Gizborim, of course, Shkolim is dealing with the Mamon Hegdash. So here it describes the purchases of the Gizborim for those things that they need for the Nesachim. So now they have an arrangement. The Gizbar arranges with the farmers and so on to buy. So how do they arrange the purchase? Achas l'shoishim yoyim. Misharin es halishka. Every 30 days, they would estimate how much wine, oil, and flour they would need, and they would make up a deal with the farmer how much they're going to pay for that month, and they would reassess every month. Now, kol amikabel olav lesapek, if the farmer made a deal with Hegdish that he's going to provide for them, slasos me'arba, that the deal was that it was going to be a sela for, one sela for four sa'in, four here means sa'in, amdu. And then what happened was that the price of flour went to mishalosh, it went to three. So originally they were promising, Hegdish was promising one sela for four sa'. And then it turns out that one seller will only get them three sa. So how much does Hegdish get? So yisapek me'arba. The halacha is that the seller loses. Hegdish always wins. Why? Because we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah that Yad HaEgdish Al HaElyona, that Hegdish always gets the advantage. So that's something, if you're a farmer, you have to be aware. On the one hand, you have the schus that your stuff is going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, but you're going to lose on the deal. Yisapek ba'arba. That was one thing. What about the inverse? Mishalash. It started off as a sella for threesa. Va'amdu al me'arba. And it went up as one sella for four. Yisapek me'arba. Why? Sheyad hegdish al elyona. Because hegdish always gets the advantage. Im hitlia solas. If it became rotten, hatlia lo, the mocher then loses. Vim hichmitz ayayin, hichmitz lo. Eina mekabel ma'osav, achiem is beach miratza. He doesn't get his money until everything has actually reached the mizbeach. Until it reaches the mizbeach, it's the achrayus, if you will, is on the mocher. The Gemara says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon, miyad ha'yu mekabel es mosayin. They immediately, the Kohanim gave the money immediately. Va'kohanim's reason, hey, and the Kohanim were quick. In other words, we don't have to, we weren't concerned that it was going to ruin, even though the halacha would be that Hegdish is not going to be have responsibility, but we gave the money right away, and we weren't concerned because the Kohanim are his reason. Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya, we begin the fifth perek. Here, the fifth perek, the first daf is quite easy. Here, this perek discusses the different memunim of the Beis HaMikdash, those who were in charge of different things in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is going to discuss what period we're talking about. Were we talking about over the years, or are we talking about a particular time? That the Gemara will discuss. Elu heina memunim shayi b'mikdash. These were the ones who were in charge. Yoichnan ben Pinchas, alachai samos. He was in charge of the stamps. Now, the stamp was that you bought a stamp, and then you went and collected your animal or your carbon mincha from another place. So he was in charge of that entire process. Achia al nesachim. He was in charge of the nesachim. And on Yudalit Amabez, the Mishnah will explain more. Mesaya ben Shmuel al payasos. He was in charge of the goyro. We learned in Maseches Yuma that there were four payasos in the Azara, and they would decide who gets what zechus in the avoida. Psachya al hakinim. Psachya was in charge of the kinim. Now, kinim is not the simple. Is not simple. Kinim, of course, is the zav and the zav and the yoledes. Each one of them bring different karbanos. Mishnah Ava says kinim pischenida hein hein gufei halachos. All of the details are of kinim and nida are quite complicated. The Mishnah strikingly says, and this is a famous line, Psachia is a Mordechai. Psachia is Mordechai. V'lam nikrashmoy Psachia. Fishoy poseach devarim. He was the one who opened up Vidarshan. He opened up things and he explained them. How? V'yodeya b'shivim lashon. He would. He knew 70 languages. The pasuk in Ezra describes Mordechai as Mordechai Balshan, and the Gemara Menachos says that he was Bolel Kol Halashonos, and we'll have stuff about this in our daf. Ben Achya Al Choyle Me'ayim, he was the doctor that was in charge of stomach difficulties. We're going to see in the end of the daf that the Kohanim sometimes, in their sincerity, often got stomach difficulties, so he was there to take care of them. Nechunya Choyfer Shichin, he would dig the pits to find water for the Olei Regalim. Gvini Karuz, he was the veker, the one who woke people up in the morning. Ben Gever would be Mezariz the Kahanim al Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Bave Mimuna ala Pakia, he was in charge of the wicks in the Menorah. Ben Arza ala Tzaltzal, he was in charge of the noisemaker, the clay shear that would announce things. Hugras ben Levi, Hugras from Levi, Alashir, he was in charge of the music. Base Garmu, in the house of Garmu, they were in charge, Al Maisa Lechem Apanim, Filechem Apanim, Base Avtinas. Well, that's mentioned in a few different places. Base Avtinas, what's that? Beautiful. Al Maisa Akhtaris, they were in charge of Akhtaris, Velozar Ala Paroiches, Upinchas Malbush, and Pinchas was in charge of the dressing of the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now the Gemara asks This Mishnah is striking. The Mishnah normally tells us halachos. Basically, the Gemara is asks l'may nafkin mina, in terms of understanding what the context over here of, in other words, what was the Tana, maybe more specifically, not so much l'may nafkin mina, but what is the Tana addressing when he discussed these names? Reb Cheskia Amar Rabbi Simon v'Rabbanan. Reb Cheskia reports that this was a machlokus from Rabbi Simon and Rabbanan. Chad Amar Kshirei. He was trying to tell, the Tana was trying to tell, the best, the all-star team from all the generations, who did their job the best. And the Pasuk Mishlei, Rivam points out that the Pasuk Mishlei says, V'zecher Tzadik, the Karban Eda points out that the Pasuk says, V'zecher Tzadik Levracha, that our Mishnah here is remembering the Tzadik Levracha. V'charaga, and the other one, the Charana, excuse me, the other one, Amar Mishai Bai Sedar, Mana Masha B'dayroi. The Tana was counting the one who appeared in his door. And according to this, according to the way the Karban Eda learns, he was actually describing even the bad ones, to the point that Karban Eda quotes the Pasuk, V'shem Rishayim Yerkov. That it's a way of mentioning who should be forgotten. Manda Amar, continues the Gemara. There are a couple of questions that I'll get to later on, if according to about these different shitas. Let's continue on. Manda Amar Kisheri Kol Dar V'Dar Bar Limnos. According to the one who says that he was counting each generation, Al Kulan Hu Oimer Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. So we say Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Manda Amar Shai Yosei Dar Yimayne Mashiv Dara Al Kulan Amar Shem Sham Yerkov Val Minemar Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. And what's an example of someone we say Zeichet Tzadik Levracha? Al Ben Katan V'Chaverav. That due to his Maisim Tovim, we mention him Le Sheva. So that one has to take a look at Maseches Yuma, what exactly we were referring to over there with Ben Katan and Chaverov. Now, as far as the Pshat, as far to say that this was all in the generation of the Tana, so I find that very, very difficult, because clearly the Tanaim lived an entirely different generation of Mordechai HaTzadik. So how can you say that he was recounting his dar, because he was clearly a different dar? So the closest I found to this was that they do quote here in the Masifta that there are those who ask that Psachya was in a different generation than the Rishayim that were mentioned over here. That's how they asked the Kasha. There's one Rasha that we know exactly when he lived. Here, where did I find this Kasha?
You could suggest also that whoever was part of this appointee had to be just like Safia slash Mordechai, that had to know Shim Lashon or something like that.
Right, although this Shita says that it was in his generation. Okay, so they asked the Kasha that Givini was during the time of Agrippas HaMelech. That's a Beferishu Gemara. So they asked the Kasha that way. Okay, but either way, I don't understand entirely this Shita. I'm sure there's a good answer. Tapiyu Gimel Amabez. Amar Rabbi Yoina, Ksiv. Rabbi Yoina pointed out the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, Lachen Achalek Loi V'Rabim V'Esatzumim Yichalek Sholom. Ze Rabbi Akiva. Oh, what a beautiful Agadita. Rabbi Akiva was the individual who was able to divvy up the spoils. What does that mean? Medrash Halachos Agados. The Rabbi Akiva Hiskin, excuse me, Medrash Halachos Agados. He was Mesakein Midrashim Halachos and Agados. Now, remember, when everything was Torah Shabal Peh, things could get very, very complicated. Of course, the Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Beis Amabeis says the Olam was Shamein V'Nishtach Torah Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, especially during the time of Rabbi Akiva, was tremendous turmoil, was tremendous Chorban and Golos in Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva saved the Batei Midrashim. So some say that's what the pasuk is referring to. L'chein achalek lo b'rav v'satzum imichalek shol. V'yeshoimrim, some say Elu Knesh Anshei Knesh Agdola Elamati Tiknu, they were misaking the Midrash Halachos and the Haggadahs. But what is referring to Rabbi Akiva, you could say Klal Upratos. He's the one who taught us how to learn a Klal Uprat. Am Rabbi Avo, Ksiv, Umishpachos Sofrim Yoshve Yabetz. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim speaks about the families of Sofrim who sat in Yabetz. Ma Talmud Loimer Sofrim. What's the emphasis of Sofrim? Now the Gemara points out that the word Sofer has two connotations. One is the way we use it to Sofer is to be to write, but also the connotation to count. Elusha also has a Torah Sfuros Sfuros, that they gave us Torah in numbers and makes it easy for us to remember. For example, the beginning of Maseches Trumas is Chamisha lo yitroimu truma. There are five who shouldn't take off truma. Or Chamisha dvarim chayavim bechal. There are five things that are chayav, five different meaning. Maseches Chala begins. Notice this is how the Masechtas begin. That Maseches Chala begins with the five different meaning that are chayav and chala. Or when it comes to Yevamis, Chamesh Asrei Nashim Poitres Sarisein, that we learn that the halacha of Tsaros, we start out that there are 15 women who don't have Yibam and Chalitza. Or when it comes to Krisis, Shleishim Vishesh Krisis Betar, or Shleishim Seidavar Nemer Benivla Saif Tar, the beginning of Maseches Taharis, begins with the 13 things that apply to a Nivelas Ha'of. Or in Ezekiel, we have Arba Avos Nezikin. Or Shabbos, Avos Malachas, Abraham Chasarachas. These are all examples of the Torah being Sfarois Sfarois. And that would be the meaning of the Pasuk of Mishpichos Sofrim Yoshve Yabitz. Yeah?
Later in this parak, he also says, he doesn't mention it here.
Interesting. I hear. I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Ksiv. The Pasuk says in Ezra, I'll read the whole Pasuk. Zeh Parshegen HaNishtivan Asher Nasan HaMelech. Our tachshasto leEzra Akoyin hasoifer soifer divrei mitzvahs Hashem chukav Yisrael. Now, so it says that Ezra Akoyin is called soifer. Matam loimer soifer el kshem shayi soifer bidivrei Torah kach hayisoifer bidivrei chachamim. Just like he was soifer the osius of the Torah, so too he was soifer in the divrei chacham. In other words, that we're bothered. It says soifer twice. Hakoyin hasoifer, soifer. So it's coming to say that he was a soifer, he counted two things. One was he was soifer oisir shabatayra. Number two is he counted dine derabanan. What's an example of that? Shnios la rayos. That he counted that as well. Pasuk says, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman, excuse me, Gemara says weiter, in the name of Rabbi Chagai, that the chachamim are rishonim chorshu v'zaru. They plowed and they planted Nichshu, and they uprooted all the bad weeds. Kisru, they cut down all the bad piece of wood. Odru, they hoed the ground. Kitzru, they cut the tvua. Amru, they gathered into piles. Dashu, they threshed the wheat. Zaru, they threw up the wheat into the wind. Bararu, they chose the wheat from the stones. Tachanu, they ground the wheat. Hirkidu, they separated the flour from the chaff. Lashu, they kneaded. Kitfu, they flattened out. V'afu, and then they baked. In other words, they did. They were amel in Torah, and they spelled out so many things for us. Look at this. V'anu ein lanu malechol. But after all their baking, we don't know how to eat it. Why? Because we ourselves are lacking. In other words, they did so much, but we're still missing in this time, difficult time, that the Mefarshim called Miut HaLevavos. We still have a hard time understanding the Torah. Doesn't mean we're supposed to give up, but we're supposed to realize that, put into context, that there were so many people who worked so hard before us, yet still our Torah learning is not easy. The Gemara brings another memra about the Chacham HaRishonim, and here, this is a famous Gemara as well, in Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Beis, Epes? Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna, M'shem Rabbi Zeira, Ein Hazayin Koidmin Malachim, In Hazayin Koidmin Malachim, In here, in Yerushalmi, means if. If the first were angels, Anon B'nei Anash, then we are just mortals. And if they were mortals, anon chamorim, then we are like donkeys. The Gemara has a slightly different lashon in the Bavli. Amar Rabbi Mana by Hishait and Amrin, at that time was said, Afil ke chamarter Pinchas Bayor loyd minun, that even the donkey of Pinchas Bayor was incomparable to our generation. And the Gemara now spends quite a bit of time telling a story about another story about Pinchas ben Yair. The Gemara in Chulin describes that Pinchas ben Yair's donkey was careful that there was a mistake and that there was tevel that had not been separated, and the donkey sensed that was tevel that Trumas and Mais had not been removed, and he didn't eat it. So here we have a similar type of story to that Gemara in Chulin. Chamir to the Pinchas ben Yair, Gnavta listoi belayla. He was stolen from Pinchas ben Yair's house. Avdas, the robbers took him. Tmira gabon, and they hit him by them. Tlasa yamin, for 3 days. But the donkey refused to eat because the food that he was getting was not kosher. Basa tlasa yamin, so after 3 days, now they have this donkey that's dying by then. Imlechon mechazarta, they decided, what could we do? We just want to get rid of the goods. Amri apinkun minhacha, let's get rid of it. Dilotemas gabon, all we're going to get, the donkey's not eating, the donkey's just going to die, now we're going to have to get rid of a donkey carcass. So they decide to just let him go. Apkinu, so they let him go. Azus v'kamas la altare demari. He went back to the gate of his master. Sharyas migahekes, and he began to bray outside that it was hungry. Amar lans, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair told his b'nei bais, pischan la da lufta, bring in this injured donkey, this hurt donkey. De isla tlasiyam delotam klum. Immediately, Rapichas ben Yair knew that he hasn't eaten in 3 days. Paskalav alisla, he came in. Amelan yavla klum techel, give him something to eat. Yavla kamon siren. They gave him barley. V'lo lo basla mechel, he didn't want to eat. Amelay Rebbe lo basla achel, the donkey doesn't want to eat. Amelay maskinen inon. Is there something that's not possible inside? Is it misukan? Has it been prepared properly? Amarle in, they said yes. Va'amarle, that was the problem that had happened that I mentioned before. So va'amarle, v'irtumun d'mai, did you take off maestros of d'mai? In other words, not only did they take off trumas and maestros, he wants to make sure, even if it's d'mai. Now d'mai is a new chumrah, because d'mai is only a suffix. D'mai is mutter in many instances. So they assumed that the donkey could eat the mai. Amrulei loy kenol from Rabbi. Didn't our Rebbe teach us halakech, if you buy from an Amma Oret, zera lebehema, that if you buy the mai for an animal, kemach leoros, if you buy flour, that's the mai to use for hardening the hides. Shemen la'or, or oil for a light, pater min ha'demai, then you don't have to be mafrish. So you taught us beferish that the animal's pater. Amalain, Rabbi Pinchas says, my donkey disagrees with me la'halacha. Ma navid la, lahedi alufta. Dei mechmir al-garmin sargin. He's machmir on that sugya. He's machmir on the sugya. And therefore, I can't convince him to be mekel. Arimin demai yisva'ach. So he said, just take off trumas and maestros. There's a lot to say about the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Fascinating. Psachi alakinim. We learned that Mordechai HaTzadik was in charge of the kinim. Bo re'e ma'agadol koicha shal oise ish, paseach v'darshan v'yodeya b'shivim lashan. Now the Gemara brings a brisa to discuss the requirement of the Sanhedrin needing to know 70 lashonos. That's going to be connected to Mordechai HaTzadik. Tani. Sanhedrin sheyesh b'shnayim sheyecholim l'daber. The Sanhedrin that has two of the people in the Sanhedrin that knows all 70 lashons. Notice how Chazal referred to it. Sheichon ledaber. If you know 70 languages, then you're yochol ledaber. V'kulan ru'in l'shma. You need two that could be able to speak all 70 languages, and everybody needs to be able to understand all 70. Hareza ru'in l'sanhedrin. Okay, it's a passable Sanhedrin. If the other 68 or so understand. Shloisha. If you have three that know how to speak, harezu benis, that's a decent Sanhedrin. That's okay, it's a mediocre. Arba, if there are four who know, shimin lashon, harezu chachama, that's a smart bezdin. Ubayavna hayaba arba, and in Yavna there were four that knew shem nilashon, ben Azai, ben Zoma, ben Chachinoi, Rebbe Lazar, ben Messaya. Why is it important that they need to know 40 languages? Amar chizda pam achas yavsha eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael become dry. V'lo yodim heichen la'avi, they didn't know. Mamishu was right this time of year. They didn't know where to bring the barley for the oimer. V'havetamin chad ilim, and there was one person who didn't speak well. He was a shomean and ainim adaber. Davi yoiv chad yidei, that he would put his hand al gagos on top of towards the top of the the building. V'chad yideh, on one hand, al tzrifin. On the tzrif was like a type of cover that was made out of aravos. And it was, yeah. And they didn't know what he was, what he's saying. Asuna kameh de psachya. And they brought him in front of Psachya. Amalu is also the Mikarya. He says there's a place that's called Gagos Tzrifin. He's putting his hand on top of the Gag. And he's putting his hand on top of the Tzrif. That was a type of like a pergola. Tzrif is something like a pergola. He was putting on top of those two things because he's trying to say Gagos Tzrifin. Oi, Tzrifin Gagos. Azlino Taman v'ashkechan. In other words, Psachya figured out what he was referring to because he knew the different ways people spoke. Another example of the Chachma. Yeah, he was an Eina Medaber, but he showed with his hand.
But that's not what Lashon was.
He knew Lashon because he heard, but he couldn't say it.
No, but we said that the Sanhedrin had to speak several languages.
Right.
Example of a guy that.
So the question is, what is Gagos Tzrifim? Is Gagos Tzrifim Lashon Kodesh? Was it that Lashon that's used at that time? You're right. If it's Lashon Kodesh, if it's the spoken language at that time, why did you need Psachya? That's a good question. Here it sounds like Psachya is just solving the riddle, as opposed to knowing the language. Unless Gagos Tzrifin was a term that was used in other cultures and wasn't used in that culture, and because he knew it from another culture, I don't know.
Maybe the 70 languages is just an example. Really, the point is that he's
Psachya. Yafemot. It is the mashmos that you just said. Correct. I like that pshat. Because it does say he's Vaseach Dvarim Vidarshim and he knew Shivim Lashon. Say Nechanami, this is not an example, Yafeh. This is not, Rav Binyamin is correcting me, maybe that this is not an example of knowing Shivim Lashon, but he was able to solve the riddle. Yafemo, that's a good shot. Amar Rav Yosi Barabon, Pam Achas Nishtaf Kol Olam Kulay. There was a Magef, what's Nishtaf? There was a what?
Tsunami.
Something like a tsunami? Okay. No, there was a heat wave. I think a heat wave, maybe. Yeah. Right. And they didn't know where to bring barley from for the Omer. The same problem. Again, there was an ilin. He was putting his hand on his eye. He was putting one hand on his eye. Videi al sichre, and his other hand on the mezuzas hadelas. People didn't understand it. Again, I see the guy of Sakhar Amalin is also the Miskarya. There's a place, Ein Sakhar. Think to this day, there's a place that's been named after Ein Sakhar. Oy Sakhar. Ayin Vazan Tama Vashkan. And sure enough, he found that place. The Gemara gives another story. Again, back into Psachia's field. And that was the field of Kenim. Kenim, of course, we know is one of the most complicated Mishnayos where you have many different permutations of the birds. Shalosh Nashim Eviu Kinim. There were three women that brought their Kinim. Now, the problem is that we don't know exactly what is being brought for what. Because when you bring an Adava, so then in such a case, two are Ola. And if you bring a Chova, like a Yoledes, so then one is an Ola and one is a Chatas. One woman said, Achas Almeris le'enasi. I'm bringing the kinim for Einasi. So now we got to figure out what is Einasi in terms of whether she's bringing a chova and therefore you have one for an ola or both for an ola. V'achas Almeris le'yamasi. And one said yamasi. V'achas Almeris le'zivasi. Now, Zosha Almeris le'enasi, the one who said Einasi, the simple pshat, Sovereign Meimar, the Kohanim thought that when she said Einasi, they meant for her mayon. Her mayon is Shofas Kemayon, that she was bleeding like a Zava. So therefore, after the end of her Svira, she's bringing one La'olam, one L'chatas. Amar Lo'im, but Psachya said, no, you got to do more detective work. That's not what she meant, but rather, Be'ena, Be'ayano Sakanes, that she was a Sukenes, she was in danger in her eye. So she's bringing it as an Adava. Similarly, so that Kohanim misunderstood and Psachya saved the day. Zusha Omeres Liyamasi. She said Liyamasi. Sovereign, the Kohanim thought Lemeimar Shofas Kiyam, that she meant to say that she was having a lot of dam, like a Zava. Amarlon, and Psachya said, no, she means something else. Biyamos Sakenes, that she was in a Sakana in the yam, and it's an adava, and therefore it's two olas. Zosha meres lezivasi. She said zivasi, said that I would have thought, like the Kohan thought, some remember zava mamish, that she was saying about zava. Amar lam psachya said, no, zev ba litol espina. She meant to say zivasi, like the zev and my ben. A wolf had come, and my son had been saved, and I'm bringing a nedava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's detective work. Correct. Correct. Excellent. Excellent. We learned in our Mishnah, Ben Achaya was in charge of those who had stomach problems. What was this in the Beis HaMikdash and stomach and Chole Ma'ayim? So Gemara says, Al Yidei Shayu Kohanim Halchim Yichafim Al Ritzba. Kohanim used to go barefoot, and they would get cold. And also, Va'ayu Eichlin Basar, they would be eating meat. You know, some people after Pesach, they find it's hard for their stomach. So this was the Kohanim's problem. Number one, it was cold. Number two, they were eating a lot of meat. V'shayisim mayim, and they were drinking water and not wine, because the pasuk says Yaim Sheikhar al Tesh. And once upon a time, wine was very good for the stomach. Va'yiboyin de cholim me'ayim, and that brought them to be sick. Va'aviyada Achiyaham ben Achiyaham Amuna knew Hay Dein Chamar Tavlemeya. What is the right amount of wine for them to drink after they did the avoda? V'Hay Din Chamar Samam Lemeya. And how much wine will close? How much will it open the stomach, and how much will it close? Because if it opens it too much, then there's more of a shilshul. So you need to close it. So he was the one who knew how to prescribe the necessary amount of wine. Tam v'nishlam. B'siyata d'shmaya, shkolim, taf, yud, gimol.